Welcome back, everybody, to the first triple-digit episode of Simpin' and Pimpin'. Are you simpin' or are you pimpin'? We're back with your host,
Brian.
And our other host,
Jesse. I'm lost.
Well, it doesn't matter if you're last, dog. We're all here. We're all together. And this is our first triple-digit episode, our number 100 episode.
And we celebrate by Ricky downing that fucking bottle.
We all know I'm the worst one with alcohol.
Yeah. People are listening to this episode.
This is number 6.
Technically, it's our 100th episode.
Yes, technically.
Mm-hmm. Technically?
It is our 100th episode.
I was like, why are we saying technically?
Because this is number 6 on it. But yeah. It's 100 episodes.
Jesse hit us with a pog.
Oh.
5 seasons.
Ooh. And we're still here.
True. What a time. What a time. How time flies, that's what I meant to say.
What a time. Dude, these are actually really good. I got nerd clusters, and they're fire. Okay, so for the people, well, obviously no one's going to be able to see. We don't show our video. But we have, each one of us, an Arizona strawberry pomade. And Arizona Palmer. Arnold Palmer, but the strawberry
chalk the
ones.
Chalk the run.
Whatever, dude. I chalked the first little intro, too.
Redo it.
Redo the whole thing from episode one. And I got everyone sweatle because it's fucking hot out. And it's Coachella season, so they had deals on sweatle. So
I haven't ate all day, either.
I
woke up at like 5:30, too, so I can go do Uber Eats.
You make good money, though?
So far, so good.
Oh, yeah. Last night, like at 11, I ordered Del Taco on Uber Eats, and
it doesn't show up.
It's different.
No,
it's watered down. Sorry.
No, that's what it is. It's all salt water. I ordered Uber Eats, and I usually order Uber Eats. I was gonna go out and get it myself, but Uber Eats has a lot of deals. Right. Especially right now for
Coachella. You didn't feel like driving to sit down.
No, I didn't feel like driving, but they had the big epic burritos, the huge ones.
Okay.
They had the bacon California one, buy one, get one free. So I did that, and I got them with chicken, and I had both of them last night.
Oh.
And it was I was saying ill because I was like rolling my tongue through my teeth, and I got like a piece of chicken.
On Thursday, I got Wingstop for lunch. And I was like, that's it. That's all I'm eating. And then I took an edible at night. And it was like 1 a.m. And I was playing Minecraft with some friends. And what's it called?
One more week, so.
No. I was like, I know I shouldn't eat, but I feel like I need to eat. And then they're like, yeah, you should get something to eat. I was like, fuck it. So I got 7-Eleven. And I, what I thought was a slice of pizza was a whole pizza. And then I got the boneless chicken.
Let's go.
Some Reese's. Peanut butter cup and Pringles, and fucking I fucked that shit up.
There you go.
I didn't eat all the pizza, but I saved some for tomorrow, for yesterday, which I had for dinner.
Oh yeah.
I know this is a stupid question, but when's Easter?
Tomorrow.
Is it actually tomorrow?
Is it not tomorrow?
I thought it was the last weekend of April.
I don't know.
I'm not too sure.
I don't follow it.
Me neither.
It is on the 20th.
So
tomorrow
next
is Palm Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Palm Spring Sunday.
Today's Passover.
Passover?
Yeah,
Passover the blunt. No,
what?
That's stupid.
What?
Anyways. Man,
now Brian's a smoker now that I can't smoke.
I didn't smoke it. I ate it.
True.
I finally got my Class A license. No, my permit. Sorry, not my license.
Your permit, yeah.
After they find out you spun out fucking last Friday.
Yeah. Honestly, now I can't.
Can I talk about that?
Go for it.
I was helping my sister out at my house, right? Ricky called me, and he's all like, Brian, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm helping out my sister. He's like, are you busy? I was all like, I'm probably going to be busy the rest of the day. He's like, oh, okay, I just wanted to know if you wanted to hang out. Not drink or anything, but just hang out.
Yeah, because every time I call you, I call about drinking. I'm like, Brian, let's go to the bar or something. Let's go to the casino, Brian.
Well, you called me at a bad time, and then you lied to me. And then come to find out you're fucking drinking at a bar.
Well, because that wasn't the plan. The plan was just to go watch the Minecraft movie. And then we were walking out, and then El Luchador is right there.
What are you doing? She's being weird.
And then...
Lily.
what, Axel suggested it or Sebas? I don't know who suggested it, but someone was like, oh, let's go get tacos.
You can't leave.
And then I was like, eh, I don't really feel like eating, but I, that was
that,
like,
that whole day was funny, though.
It was very funny. And I was also in
deep shit. The rundown.
You went?
Yeah. So we went to Minecraft, which was planned for weeks. Group chat knew about it, right?
I jumped in last minute because I did not expect to go, but I still went.
It was in the group chat. No one else wanted to go.
Jesse now has Pringles behind his monitor.
These have been there for weeks.
You got the health potion?
Yeah.
I got the stupid chicken bitch. I got so mad. That's the one I didn't want.
Where's my potion?
I was like, I want the potion, or I want either the potion or the zombie guy.
Grimace.
No, the zombie hamburger.
You want Grimace?
Nah, I don't like
Grimace. Grimace is too overhyped, dog.
I can care less.
Yeah, he just looks like an egg. That one's cool because he actually looks like a little cup.
One looks cool.
At first, I was like, imagine.
Anyways.
How cute.
Yeah, but I fucking did.
Minecraft movie.
Yeah, you guys went to go see the Minecraft
movie. Oh, yeah, okay. It was planned for weeks. And then Diaz had the great idea. Let's go pregame at DJ's. I don't have a say because he's my ride. Because he was like, I'm picking you up.
Your ride is telling you to pregame.
I'm like, all right, let's go. I mean, he paid for the drinks too. So we got, I got a drink that had like cranberry, I think it was vodka and some other shit. That shit was ass.
A cran vodka?
No, it was called something there. It's a specific drink.
Something fancy schmancy.
And then the bartender, he hooked it up with the alcohol, that's for sure. Yeah. There was more alcohol than fucking what I expected.
Gross.
And then we took Mexican candy shots. Then we went to the theater. And then the whole fucking time I had the joke with Diaz, like, I'm going to get wine, Diaz. Said, you better fucking not. I'll leave. I'll leave right now. I'm like, all right, I'm going to hold you to that. And then it doesn't help when Ivan's there and he's down to get wine with me. So I was like, Ivan, we have to.
Can I get two freak shows, please?
Why are they called freak shows?
That's what it's called.
But do they have anything else in them other than wine, or is it just the wine that's called freak show?
No, there's a bunch of like different wines. There's white. There's a bunch of red wines that they have, and they have a couple of white wines. But then we saw freak shows. Like we had
freak shows, a mix of all of them together in one.
Yeah, and then the guy, the bar, not the bartender, but the guy that was, you know, the cashier, or whatever. He was like, I'm gonna go check in the back. We have them. We don't have them here. And they had them. Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God. And then, yeah.
I called Diaz. I don't know if on your guys' way to DJ's, but I was coming home from
school. I think it's when we got to DJ's.
For sure. I was coming home from school, from trucking school, and Natalie hits me up, says that she's going to go watch some scary movie with the girl, with her friends.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, fuck that.
She goes watch this movie, and I was like, fuck it. Like, I wanted to go watch the Minecraft movie, but I didn't really feel down for it. Not down, but I went to school, so I was like, eh. But. But.
Chicken jockey.
Brian, did you watch it?
No.
Oh.
I got pissed off because, let me throw this in real quick. I was playing COD with my cousins in the morning one day, and my cousin was all like, because my cousin comes from Long Beach, and I was like, oh, before you leave, we should go see the movie. Oh, good idea. And then my other cousin's like, oh, at some point after 9 p.m. we'll work great. I was like, oh, okay, cool. 9 p.m. comes around, I got no message, no nothing. And then I stayed home. Kind of find out the next day, my sister comes over. Also, the day you messaged me about, like, you know,
going out.
I found out that her, my little brother, my cousin's girlfriend, and then my other cousin all went to go see it without me.
They didn't just hit you up?
They didn't hit me up. And it was my idea literally the same day.
That's fucking whack.
And I was like, that's fucked up. And so my idea is just to go watch a movie by myself.
Mm.
Yeah.
I would suggest, though, at least taking someone because the movie's ass.
Nah, whoa.
Cinema.
It's actually cinema.
The whole time that we were there watching the movie,
it's so bad it's good.
That is very true. But I honestly, me personally, I think it's Jason Momoa that fucking sunk it down. I don't know what the fuck is up with Jason Momoa, but he's trying to be fucking really soft.
My oldest brother went to go, not my oldest brother,
I don't like
but
that.
Marco went to go watch it with a friend, mm-hmm. and he said the movie wasn't that good. Brianna watched it, and she said it was funny. And he's all like, I don't think it's that funny. but
it's it, like Jesse said, it's so bad it's good. Right. It's one of those movies.
I'm just confused why he puts so much emphasis in it. And like, I feel like all he does is say like two letter words, well, not two letter words, like two words, and that's it. Like chicken jockey, Flint and Steel. That's all he does. I feel like that's all he does. I feel like he doesn't have like long sentences.
He does. He's like one of the biggest talkers in the whole movie. But you just have to see it. Those are like the very chicken lava.
They did your method.
My method?
What method? Oh, your chicken farm. Do you have a chicken farm?
I know. I taught him that.
He taught Jack Black.
I taught Steve.
In the whole movie, dude. But that's not real.
Dude, the whole fucking movie, dude. I'm sitting next to Jesse, and, you know, we're having a good time. We're watching the movie. And then anything comes up that's not part of vanilla Minecraft, and Jesse's like, that's not real.
Like what? Like the stupid bucket thing that Jason Momoa makes?
Yeah.
I know that.
The bucket nunchucks.
Bucket nunchucks.
Like, so they use the elytras. And then Jesse's like, did they already kill the Ender Dragon? This is not real. The whole fucking time, dude. And then,
because they didn't show it,
they didn't show the egg or nothing. Technoblade's in it, yeah, no, but not Technoblade because he's dead.
Ashley Marie, Mumbo, and I forgot Dan the Dynamiter. I think they're in the movie.
Really?
Yeah, they're in the movie.
I think we're just having too much fun.
Ashley Marie appears in the movie as herself, and I think
also came
Mumbo like voices a.
Villager.
A villager.
The villager that goes out with, what's her name? Callie Cool. What was her name?
Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah, I say Callie Coolidge.
I have no idea, but yeah, he appears in it, and then I forgot what Dan voices.
That's so funny, man.
What else?
Dude, and it was worse because it was a group of us, too.
Yeah, dude, I didn't notice that there was actual people watching.
All right, so I'll give you the rundown. Who it was me, Ricky, Daisy, Diaz, Angel, Ivan.
That was our row.
Okay. And the row behind us, Axel, Moises, Leo, Sebas, Johnny.
Holy crap. That's the
theater's packed. Is that it?
I think so. Yeah, you said, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it loud? Like, every time when he says something, were you guys screaming at the screen?
No, we weren't like the TikToks that you...
Yeah. No, it wasn't like that.
No.
Plus, the people who were actually watching the movie were in the very top back row.
There was only like one family.
Yeah.
Okay. There was one family. But
the whole time, all you hear is Jesse go, that's not real.
Nah, and then fucking Diaz and Angel and them are fucking yapping. They were yapping away.
The whole time.
I was like, hey, you know there's a movie going on, right?
But it was cool because in the theater that we went to, the movie was also playing on the sides of the walls.
It was on Screen X.
Yeah. Oh, you guys went to that one.
Yeah. That one was cool.
It was funny, though. Dude, and then at one point, they just started throwing popcorn at each other. Yeah. So at the end of the movie, you just see, it's Diaz's seat mostly, too, full of popcorn, dude. It's just a popcorn mess there.
Oh.
I'm like, dead.
I didn't finish. Nat went to go watch a scary movie. Some, like, be dead by, like, camp. Some camp scary movie. It was some, like, Jason Voorhees, like, parody movie, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever that one is. So I was like, okay, fuck it. She's going to the movies. I'm going to call Diaz. I called Diaz. I'm like, hey, I didn't expect to, but I can go to the movies, so let's go. So he's like, all right. And then he tells me you guys are at DJ's pre-gaming. So I was like, fuck. Like, I'm going to show up sober and everyone's going to be.
You guys pre-gamed a Minecraft movie.
They did.
Look, it wasn't my idea. It was Diaz's idea. And my drinks were paid for, so. Cinema.
So I show up, right? Cinema. I'm still in work clothes. I still haven't changed from anything. So I figured, I was like, fuck, if they're already pre-gaming, I don't want to go spend $20 a fucking drink at the movies.
Right.
So I went to go buy 2-3 packs of tall cans, and I stuffed them in my pants. And it worked. I walked in, but I walked in like a fucking box. And the lady was like, oh, what are you here to watch? I also put on my work jacket, my big puffy one. Not my puffy one, but it's like the tan, generic corduroy collar.
I know what you're talking about.
Work jacket. So I put that on. And I was walking through all fucking huge. And she was like, what are you coming to see? I'm like, I'm here to watch Minecraft. And I showed her the thing. She's like, go over there and you'll be fine. And I'm walking and I can fucking... The tall cans are freezing the fuck out of my belt line. I'm just like, fuck. So I get it.
And he just walks in. He's just passing fucking tall cans around.
But that happened. We drank them. We're chilling. And then
Dude, it was
pretty funny.
That movie was,
it was good.
It's good.
Yeah, I say I didn't like it, but I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I gave it like a 3 out of 10.
I would give it like a 5. For the sake of
it was not average.
No, but at the end of the day, if it was a standalone movie, a 3.
It's a good kid movie.
It is a good kid movie, but also like, I don't know. I'm pretty upset that they're making a lot of good stuff, good media, good games into movies. Like, dude, have you guys seen the Until Dawn trailers?
No.
Yeah.
They look fucking terrible. It does not look like Until Dawn at all.
Yeah.
It's literally...
And it's all the trailers, the whole, like, a camera.
Yeah. View. And the worst part about it is that... Have you ever played Until Dawn?
It kind of reminds me of...
first scary game I played.
What's the scary movie?
Happy Death Day.
Paranormal? With the
activity movies?
Yeah, the joke ones where like it's all filmed on the camera, you know?
It very much feels like a Happy Death Day where everyone dies and they wake up the same day.
That's when they announced that they're going to... Oh, it's a movie, right?
Yeah.
When they announced that, I was like, it's probably not going to be good.
I thought it was going to be good.
It's more like a... Because the game's like all about choices, right?
Yeah.
It's like, how are they going to...
It's all butterfly effect. It's you upset this guy earlier and then like... 2 scenes later, he has a gun pointed to you, and because you made him mad, he shoots you, type shit.
Yeah.
But instead of that, because I thought the cool idea was that if they did something like Spider-Verse, where every theater had a different actual movie, where like certain people lived, certain people died, and I thought that would have been cool. But no, it's all everybody dies, or the main girl dies, and she wakes back up the same day, and it's kind of lame. I didn't like it. Well, the idea of the trailer, because I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting. But if I didn't care about Minecraft and I just want to go watch it, it's like a 5. It's decent.
I'm going to go watch it and then complain about it and ask for my money back.
But while you're doing, while you're asking for your money back, you have to go, chicken, la 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 lava.
So you get there like, oh, he liked the movie.
I am Steve. No, you're not.
I'm Steve. So
I was doing Uber Eats this morning for like 6 hours.
Damn.
Yeah, until 12. And I went all the way into La Quinta, and I was in the Cove.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a delivery for this one house, right? It was like literally like the like around the corner from Coachella, like the field, like the festival.
Mm-hmm.
And there was two. It was a Range Rover and a Land Rover in the yard, or in the parking lot, or not parking lot. What's it called?
In the driveway.
There you go.
In the parking lot.
And so I can hear a woman talking because she's loud as fuck. Because there's like you enter the gate and there's like a door. There's like a door, like a double door, and then the main door, right?
Because mm-hmm.
the house is kind of like wrapped around like the entrance, right? And I ring a doorbell and a guy answers and he has an accent. I'm like, oh, where are you from? He's like, oh, Australia. And
Australia,
you know, with like his Australian accent. I was like, oh, cool. I was like, you're the first Australian I ever met. And he's like, I have the accent. You have an accent. And I was like, what's my accent? And then I realized to them, we have an accent.
Yeah.
And then for us, you know, obviously vice versa. I always thought we were the normal ones.
Like people from England talking
to us. They're like, oh, you have an accent. And it's so weird because I'm like, this is just how we talk, you know?
Yeah. It's to us, it's just flat line. Nothing added to
that. I was like, because I told him, he's like, you have an accent. I was like, what do you mean? I was like, oh, that makes sense. And then I drove his car around. No, I'm just kidding.
And then he let me pass.
I pickpocketed him. Then I knocked him out.
He had those.
I pickpocketed my drugs back off.
He had the what's it called? The Land Rover. The I think it's like a Land Cruiser or whatever it is.
Oh, okay.
Those ones with the weird like curved windows on the edge.
Yeah.
I was like, that's so cool. And they had a matching black one for Range Rover.
That's cool. Do you think they ship their cars overseas?
I think they're from here. I think not. Like I think they move here.
Oh,
I think they live here. Type of deal.
Or they're probably just renting the car.
It didn't look like they were visiting.
I noticed with all the rentals, at least you can see that they have the permanent fleet tags instead of the year tags. And I didn't know that.
I like how because those renter like the rentals,
mm-hmm.
they put stickers on the car. That's how I know.
Mm.
Like
the no smoking.
No smoking or like. They put a sticker on the back of the trunk and be like, this is the button to open the trunk type of deal.
Yeah.
So.
For sure.
Speaking of 100 episode though, I got gifts for you guys. Now, before I give them to you, I want
Rolexes.
You guys to know. I was gonna buy you guys the bigger version of this, but they were sold out. And I imagine because of Coachella, because they're like, we need these bottles. So there's either more that afters. Or a $380 version of the bottle that's this high. Damn. And I said no, maybe a future celebration. So I had to settle for the miniature like bottles of it. Okay, it's in here. So I feel really bad, but just know I meant to get like
we got iced
like a bottle this big for you guys. Iced.
We got
Jesse. I really wish it was bigger, but it's not.
They have huge ones?
They have huge ones, the size of my leg, bro.
Yeah, wow. You never seen them?
I haven't.
That's for you,
right? Wow.
Now. I wish they were bigger, because that was the plan.
Thanks, Brian. Oh, Brian got us a bottle of Don Julio 42. Right,
what?
Should we? Fuck it.
Well.
I haven't ate.
It was, yeah, I mean.
I ate last night.
I didn't buy myself one, and I regretted not buying myself one.
Are these guys expensive?
Not really.
No. Like 20, 40 bucks?
15 bucks.
Oh.
Yeah. The one I was going to get you was obviously bigger like this. Mm. That was $90. That's and then the one that was my size of my leg was in a case. They were all in a case. it was in a case for $380.
That's what I'll buy once I get my license.
And I was asking for the bottles to see if they had the one I wanted, the size I wanted. I was like, do you have them in the stock? And he's like, no, we're all out. And I was like, fuck. And I was like, all right, well, let me, if you had the smaller ones, he's like, yeah, in the front.
God damn.
And so yeah, I went to Total Wine and they didn't have the size I would have preferred to get you guys. Thank you, bro. And as I was walking to the checkout line, he's all like, oh, this one's better than them. I was like, why? And he's all like, because it has less sugar. And I guess Don Julio has sugar in
it. Check this out. Look at the bubbles on top. This bitch has no sugar.
You are so autistic.
No, dude.
No, I'm just kidding.
I went in Cancun to a tequila plantation.
They don't have sugar?
In tequila plantation, they showed us. If they had a mix of different bottles.
There's bubbles.
No, but it depends on how many bubbles stay on the top. If it gets foamy on top, it means it has a shit ton of sugar in it.
But anyways, he's telling me, get this bottle. There's a bottle probably like this tall.
Mm-hmm.
In like on like an end cap on like this shitty metal like end cap, and I was like, obviously it's not as good because that one's on the fucking rack and these ones are in a case, in a fucking lock case. So I was like, no, because and it also it was $150 for this big bottle.
You probably just wanted it.
And I was here for individual gifts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I wasn't gonna do that. So
that little fucker.
Some old guy who thought he knew better or knew, you know, I mean, obviously he does. He does know more about drinks, but at the same time,
fuck off.
If you're trying to make me buy something more expensive, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. If you're not actually trying to knowledge check me, don't try to upsell me.
He was acting like I was making, him do like the biggest thing ever in the world.
Really?
He just didn't seem like he wanted to help me out. Pissed me off. Also, really weird. Some guy followed me into the store, and I was looking at the case for like the drinks because there was also Don Roberto, which I was like, maybe I was
those are good.
I was thinking about buying those because they didn't have the 1942, the one I wanted. And this guy comes up to me. I think he was like younger than me. I felt like he was under 21 too.
Mm. Probably trying to ask you.
Yeah, and then he's all like, oh, so what do you think about buying? I was like, oh, I was here to buy a gift for my friends. And he's like, oh, okay, cool, cool. And then, like, it was just really awkward. I was like, what does this guy want? And I was almost waiting for him to be like, can you buy me something, you know? I'm like, nah. But anyways, I wish it was bigger. This kind of is really lame.
Not really.
Bro, that's a solid, what, two shots?
Yeah.
Two and a half? Well, how much is 50 milliliters?
50.
You wish it was bigger. Never mind. Like is a five.
Like is a five.
KSI is a...
Anyways. Wait, okay, wait. Wrapping back to the fucking Minecraft day. You want to know what we did after?
What?
Thank you.
Yeah,
never mind. So we went to... Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
We went to Lucha after... The place by Mary Pickford. Have you seen it?
Lucha, yeah.
Have you been?
No, but I,
it's
that reminds place. Me. I have a gift card to Desert Thai.
Oh,
chicken pad thai.
Chicken.
All right.
Now I know what to get for lunch.
Mm. Level 3 spice.
Level 5.
Oh, too spicy. Oh yeah, but we went to Lucha, and the place was pretty cool, pretty vibey.
It's a vibe spot for sure.
Is it a restaurant or?
Yeah, it's a restaurant bar.
You ordered your food out of a food truck.
Oh, that's cool.
And yeah, then like
it's all income out of commission inside. It's
cool. Yeah, they have a what, like a place for the beer, like where you order beer.
It's like a separate counter. With all the taps are right behind the guy.
And there's another thing that they do, like slushy.
So like I didn't see where
slush drinks or whatever.
Yeah.
Axel got one, and that shit tasted like a candle, bro. That shit was ass.
I didn't try it. That shit was.
I tried it.
It did look like highlighter. No, it was like a darker blue, but still, it looked like a blue slushy.
Okay.
Shit was disgusting, but fucking what's it called? What were we doing? You could play Connect Four. You could do a bunch. There's a bunch of games there
like
too.
Like hacky sacks, not hacky sacks. The cornhole stuff.
Yeah.
And whatnot.
But then. We just kept. We like to drink with Ricky because Ricky is our. And we just started, wherever it was, they just started downing the drink. And if not, it was, that is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. The whole time we're there,
we didn't even talk. Well, we did talk, but it wasn't like, oh, how you guys doing? Yeah. No, it was, hey, that's a full ass drink over there.
And we like to drink with Jesse because Jesse is our friend. This shit's so funny.
And when he gets to drinking, he gets
and
it down in time.
Diaz and Daisy got flights.
Hey, yeah, dude, they got fucking flights of margaritas? Bus ball?
I don't know what it was.
Nah, they weren't like bus ball.
I know Diaz got like beer.
But I was buying Moises drinks.
I was
too.
Like, flights? Yeah. Where are they flying to?
they got flights of like drinks. And then
you guys got drunk, you planned a fucking trip.
And that shit was funny because fucking Diaz like, Jesse, you want a flight? I'm like, nah. He's like, I was like, unless you pay for it as a joke. And he's like, all right, I'm gonna go. And he goes and he just brings it. I'm like, fuck.
Nah, I got it, dude.
And then they start doing the chant, and I just drank all of them in one.
He did go after the whole flight and just.
Yeah,
it was great. But they were also little like champagne glasses. Not champagne, yeah. But they.
I should have got.
They're whiskey glasses, technically.
I think so. I should have got food though, because the burrito that Angel and I even got looked pretty fire, pretty dense too. And then we went to DJ's again after.
And that's where I fucked up. I shouldn't have drank at DJ's because I got really. We had candy. We had two candy.
Wait,
shots.
You guys went to DJ's the movie
before, and then we had DJ's
that place, Lucha. And then DJ's again.
Yeah.
That's terrible. They hate.
Whose idea was that again? Is that Angel's or is that yours?
Nah, I was like, I'm trying to go home.
I don't know whose idea it was, but we went, and then I think Ivan paid for the first round.
Ivan paid for all of them.
No, I think Angel paid him for the second.
Oh.
Whose birthday was it?
It was Angel's.
Yeah.
And he was paying?
He wanted to.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, we had two candy shots, and then we hit the boxing thing.
Oh, yeah, we all went rounds on the punching bag. Not the punching bag, but the one that measures how heavy you punch.
Oh, yeah.
Angel beat all of us.
Angel beat us. Angel and like he broke the machine.
Yeah. He didn't break it, but like we put in money and it just wouldn't work anymore.
So we just were like, let's go outside. And then we were like talking for like an hour outside.
Yeah, we were.
Like instead of like leaving, like we were just out there talking. That shit was funny. And then when we went home and then Ricky spun out.
What happened? You said I spun out, and then I was like, when I read that, I was like, this guy is never gonna get his license.
Yeah. I drink, and I don't know when to stop. That's like my biggest downfall. But at the end of the day, I think I'm honestly, it's because I mixed. I was good. I brought 6 tall cans in a 2-3 packs, and I only had 2. And it, granted, like, yeah, I drank 2 tall cans, but they're Coors Lights. They're like fucking 2-3%.
Obviously, they fuck you up.
Not really. But I went to Lucha and I was buying Moises drinks. But.
Because didn't you drink one of his drinks? Oh, no, his drink was that nasty.
No, he liked it.
No, but like the one that you drank. Remember when he left?
Oh, yeah.
And no. Then you were like, Ricky, drink his drink. Drink his drink.
And I took a sip and it tasted like nothing but fucking coffee beans. He got like a coffee fucking because he wanted Guinness, but they don't sell like beer. Like they don't sell branded beer. They sell all the stuff they make in house. And it's pretty cool. But I had a couple IPAs. I think I had two or three. Because I'm an IPA drinker now. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, and Ricky was educating. A normal beer is like two. This is four.
No, that one I had was seven.
No, oh, there we go.
But I had two, and I was pretty decent. Like, I wasn't drunk. I wasn't buzzed like crazy, but I had a good buzz going.
Wait, but okay, but explain to me how you spun out.
I mixed alcohol. I got really drunk.
Oh, okay.
Because after that, I was drinking only beer. If I stayed with beer, I would have been 100% fine, and I would have been home perfectly chill. I mixed, and I had two more drinks. I had two Mexican candy shots. Dude, they're not fucking shots. They're like, they were in cups, and they gave them to us. In cups. And I drank both of them, and I was like, fuck. Like, we're all hanging out after DJs, trying to sober up a little bit. Daisy gave us the after
recovery
like, drink until you don't feel like shit.
Well, it was one, but we all took, like, you know, sips of it.
Oh, no wonder.
Yeah.
I felt fun, though. I didn't drive.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You didn't drive.
Okay, so
I was trying to sober up in my car before we left. Well, I drove away, and then I went to the gas station. I got myself a Sprite, and I was like, fuck. Like,
How'd you spin out?
I'm getting to it. Oh. I'm saying I got a Sprite because I knew that I was really drunk.
Sprite.
And I was like, okay, so, like, either Sprite. I park and I sleep it off, or I go really slow on the freeway.
Right.
So I was like, fuck it. I'll go, like, 10 under the freeway. Okay. So I'm driving. I go off on one of the off ramps, I think by the casino. And while I'm doing it, I drunkenly in my head was thinking I was driving a big ass semi. And with those, dude, if you turn the wheel a whole upside down 180, you're barely moving like that. So I was in that idea. I was like, oh, I got to turn on the freeway. And then I fucking winged out, made a C, and then I did it again, and I wung out and did a C, and I went straight.
On the freeway?
Yeah. But no one was on the freeway. It was just me. Mm. And I did that, and I was like, fuck. So I pulled over on the side of the freeway, and I took a nap, and then I got home. But yeah, it just wasn't smart. And I forget that I'm a bad drinker, and I can't say no to drinks.
Maybe Ricky shouldn't drive next time.
Maybe I should just drink
I think that's the thing. Just don't drink and drive.
Just get a ride.
Exactly.
Or an Uber.
Yeah. And that's the plan.
Honestly, you know what, there's a guy who drove me home one time.
Uh-huh.
His name is Jesse.
I could have drove you home, actually.
You could have.
Actually could have.
But you didn't. You saw how drunk I was.
How did you get back home?
Diaz was
he
my ride.
You could have walked home if you wanted to. He was at DJ's.
That's true. I could have walked. That shit's so funny. You gotta ride.
Guys, I can make it back home blindfolded. Jesse.
I could close both my eyes. No, that show was funny.
It was fun, but I do need to be more, because I can get my license. Both of them revoked, so. Or I could, worse, kill somebody, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So, I think my limit is going to be like 4 or 5 beers, because that is a solid.
Or just stick to one.
Like, I'll drink that and, like, sober up before I even think about going home. Because 4 or 5 is, like, okay, I can feel it, you know. But not crazy enough to be like, I'm drunk.
I mean, actually, you know what? Good thing you didn't go. Cause...
Yeah, dude, if I went to DJs, I would not have been awake for the movie.
That's it, actually. You probably would have slept.
And me being me, I'm going to sleep. I'm going to knock out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Long story short, I'm not a kid anymore, and I gotta wake up and get my shit in order.
Now he's getting it.
Oh, I don't want to kill anybody, dude.
I'm waiting for Zara to get that.
He ain't gonna get his license, bro. Chalk the run.
Who knows?
Chalk the run.
Maybe. Who knows? It's just a matter of time.
Lock in, twink.
Can we even say that on the podcast?
Twink?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Lock in, twink. My God, WWE.
Jesse said, what did you say? Twinkerson or something?
Lock in, Twinkerton.
Yeah. Fucking Jesse.
It's so funny.
Is that what it, like, originates from?
No.
Oh. What is... Okay, so... Never mind. This is not a lesson on...
I got it from a different...
Terminology.
I got it from a Dark and Darker streamer, that party chip. He plays with Yami, but whenever like they argue, he just, hey, shut up, Twink. You know, just and I've just been saying that shit. Idea says it a lot now because of me. Chicken. Speaking of ideas, I was at his house last Friday or this past Friday.
Yeah, yeah, you're always over there.
No, Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday because I was at school and he called me.
Yeah, mm. He made birria. Damn. Pretty fire. It was pretty good. But it was funny because I show up and he told me, he was like, yeah, I think Leo might come over too. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, it'll be us and then that shit. But no, I show up, Ivan, Angel, Leo, Axel's there. I'm like, damn, all right, well, this is a whole party. Nah, so it was chill. It was cool. I got to see Jaden. Motherfucker could walk. He points at me. He goes like this, and he does this. That's all I'm known to him right for. Like that's all I'm known for now. Oh, yeah.
It's the clapping man.
I was like, it's because of New Year's. Because that's how what we're doing with him.
Oh yeah.
But he just goes like this. No, he goes like this. He points at you like this. And he goes. He won't clap fully. He'll just like do the motion.
Like telling you what to do.
Yeah. But that's his favorite thing. He just points. He goes like this.
He's learning.
And then fucking Axel's like, what's up, brother? Every time he kept doing it.
Every time he pointed, what's up, brother?
Yeah, so then he just points, like, straight up, or he'll just, like, point at you.
Oh.
Or sometimes he'll point, like, or he'll do this. He did this to Angel. He was like, hold that. I was like, Angel, hold that. Hold that. Yeah, he's cute, though. He's a little demon. He loves Leo, though. He wanted Leo to hold him, like, pick him up the whole time.
Oh.
It was cute.
How cute.
And then birria was fire. It was really good. I'm surprised Diaz made it. And then Daisy made horchata.
Mm. Diaz made it, not Daisy?
What, the horchata?
No, the birria.
Yeah, Diaz made it.
Yeah?
Well, he made, well, I guess kind of, yeah. He put the meat in all, but he had a like a birria bomb, the like bath bombs. Mm-hmm. And he just, yeah. But it was so good.
Aaron's wearing a corset to Coachella, and it looks like it fucking hurts. Like, look at his waist,
it
dude.
It looks like it hurts?
Dude, look, it's insanely, like, look at that.
I don't know.
Ouch.
It looks very uncomfortable.
Fashion, though.
That's how they're doing it now.
But yeah,
how they're doing it.
We had a... Well, I was dropped off again, because, like, I knew those folks were going to make me drink. Show up, handed a shot instantly.
Nice.
And then it was funny because Leo and Axel started making espresso martinis. Because Leo brought like an espresso martini bottle that like you just, you know, you shake and shit. But Leo didn't like fully like aggressively shake it, so his had no foam. There's no foam on his, and Axel's like, Leo, there's no foam. It's gonna be ass. He's like, no, it's still good. Look, and then Axel gets up, does it, and there's a bunch of foam in his, and it's way better. And Lee, you could just tell Leo's like, motherfucker.
So sad.
And then they mixed the espresso martini with horchata, and that shit was fire.
It sounds like it'd be fire.
It was fire.
Horchata espresso martini.
And then we did the marimbas.
Marimbas are fucking fire. Oh, dude, I did that for my parents the other day. They were asking, like, oh, we want to drink, but we want to do something cool. I'm like, marimbas.
Yeah, that's cool. It was funny because Diaz was explaining it to like them because they never done it. And Diaz was like, it's not a race, guys. He's like, you just want to race for fun. We want to race for fun. And Leo's like, I don't want to fucking race with you. I'm like, what the fuck did I do? I just got here. No, it's you. You gave me PTSD from the GTA races. Fuck you. I'm like, fair. Fair.
What happened in the GTA fair. Races?
Because I guess when we used to play, I was just, you know, blow them up like I did to you guys. In the PlayStation. Oh. In the PlayStation days. And he was like, yeah, and you're fun. Because my cousin used to play with us too. My cousin Carlos. He's like, yeah, your cousin, Killer Carlos? I'll never forget.
Killer Carlos.
When he couldn't do the race, he would just sit on the ramp and fuck us up too. I'm like, yeah, sounds like my cousin. Yep.
Fucking Jesse.
It's my cousin, man.
With the stunt races.
It runs in the family.
It runs in the family, man.
Bunch of assholes.
But yeah, it was fun though. Was...
Can they kill you on the rope?
Yeah. They have like range and shit. But it was fun. I'm going back for the draft. I think the 24th. So if you guys want to go, I'll be there. I think I might make sushi bake though for that.
Spam masubi.
Or spam masubis. Something. I'm making something for that. And then, yeah. Chicken. It was fun, though. I feel like I'm forgetting something that we did there. I don't remember. I don't know. But it was fun, though. It was fun.
I'm on vacation from work. So this week I had all off. Next week I have off, too. Been doing a whole lot of nothing. But it's nice. It's nice being able to just, like, sleep and not go to work. Like, having to wake up early, you know?
Repo.
Oh, we can't play Repo.
Dude, we've been playing a lot. We've been playing Schedule 1 a lot, too.
Dude.
I hate that everyone and their mom is playing that fucking game. Dude.
It's actually kind of fun.
It doesn't look fun.
It doesn't look
fun. It's just
Queso plays some game called Half Sword, and then Schedule 1 for the rest of the night. And I'm like, I can't even watch it. It's to the point where I just stop watching it until he's, like, done with that era of his gaming, and then...
It's just fun because, like... I don't know. You can just make different strands and just the whole strands. Shit. Yeah.
Strains.
Same thing.
Dude, every freaking YouTube video I see of Schedule 1,
same thing.
Everyone says strand.
Same thing.
And it pisses me off.
Anyways, whenever me and Ricky play, it's on his save, so it's like he's doing like the full story, and I'm just there. If you see me, I'm just buddy hopping around. It's getting on top crazy. Of buildings.
I'll sell my drugs. Murdering people. And Jesse's like, wait, hold them right there so I can steal them back from us.
Yeah.
He just keeps on stealing all the drugs.
Dude, it's a smart method.
It is a smart method. You don't waste
He just drugs. Sells it. I steal it right back, and we get 500. What's wrong with that? And then we flip it.
Or we just kill him.
And then at the night, when he's selling, I'm at the casino. Cinema.
Yeah.
So you're not making money.
Yeah, I am. Dude,
Jesse's made a good amount of money.
I made money from the casino. All right.
Okay. You think the casino's crazy, but...
It's crazy how I do it.
Yeah, Jesse's mode of doing it, he goes... There's like 6 slot machines, and he maxes bet on all the slot machines, and he starts pulling them.
Oh.
But he doesn't even pull like one at a time. He just pulls them all at the same time. He pulls all the fucking levers, and he's like, oh, I just lost $600. And he does it again. I just made $2,000.
Does it again?
I lost the money.
Does it again?
I made $600.
And then if I made $10,000, you'd be, oh my god, cinema. And then it's just me bunny hopping out. It's so funny, dude.
Or he'll play blackjack and he'll lose like consistently, and he'll just go and kill the dealer.
Marrying this bitch out. And then I bought a gun in the game.
Yeah,
in the game. Bought a revolver and I killed Ricky. Mm-hmm. And the guy we were dealing to.
In the game.
In game.
Well, yeah, because this fucker kept macheting me off spawn. It was annoying.
Yeah, because, okay, I'm there. I'm, like, doing the drugs and shit, right? And all I hear is the bait because there's a metal baseball bat. And so the metal baseball hat, it's a baseball hat. Baseball bat is a 3-hit kill. And the machete's a 2. So I'm just there doing my shit and all I hear is, you get hit in the back of the head. I'm like, Jesse, leave me alone. I'm fucking packaging the shit. He's like, okay. And then, like, not even like 10 seconds later, boom. I'm like, okay, Jesse. And I got pissed. So I was like, fuck it. I go to the arm dealer and he sells me a machete. And I'm like, all right, next time he does that shit, I'm going to go fucking ham on him.
You didn't say it to him?
Dude, his connection, his internet's horrible. Mm-hmm. So he'll just fucking hit me like, and I'm not even looking at him. I'm like, how are you hitting me? And then I'll die and you'll just spawn kill me.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck off. Let me out.
Because when you load in on the black screen to respawn, your character spawns in. So I'll hit him once while he's loading in. Then he starts running at me. He's like, don't hit me. And he just like flies out.
Yeah, because then when you respawn, you see a, like a little like transaction thing that you have to pay. Because when you die, you have to pay like the hospital bill, essentially.
Your GTA bill, basically, how you die.
And even respawn. Though I have no money, it still fucking gives me the screen that I paid zero amount. And he's just fucking there whacking me.
Yeah.
So I bought a fucking revolver and I started popping him.
Very fun.
That is funny, man.
It is very, very fun. What else?
Repo. Repo's fun.
Repo's fun, too. We've been seeing you play Repo.
Yeah, I play with my friends.
How do you like it?
It's a fun game. I prefer that over Schedule 1.
Yeah.
What?
Schedule 1 can get... Well, because we were playing one day, and then Jesse's like, dude, you can get the big-ass mansion. Go get it. And so I started looking into the console commands because there's a whole menu.
We basically went into creative.
Yeah, and we got like fucking 10 mil in the bank account. And then we started like building everything that we could. And then I told them, I was like, dude, surprisingly, like this game in creative is like the least fun game ever.
Yeah, so we didn't save it and we just went back to how it was.
Yeah, we went back to just robbing people.
We couldn't even enter the fucking home though.
No, now you can.
Oh yeah, now you can.
But
They're getting sued.
They are?
Something like under investigation.
Really?
Drug dealer simulators.
Like, oh no, that's a fucking pity lawsuit.
Oh. Because their game didn't blow up.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Drug Dealer Simulator didn't blow up because it wasn't a fun game. There's a
there's like no
a,
bunny.
I know the drug dealer. Yeah.
There's no
Queso played it before.
There's too. No bunny hopping.
Yeah, and they're mad because it was a whole studio that developed the game, and this is just one guy
for schedule. It doesn't make sense. Like,
your game doesn't do good, and you go and you lawsuit somebody.
It's like let's say like Fallout, and then like. I don't know. What's another open world game like that?
Metro, I guess.
Yeah,
that same kind of vibe.
My dystopia didn't work out.
Like Skyrim fucking over Dark and Darker because like, it's goblins and skeletons and
medieval shit. Like, yeah. Mine didn't go like that.
Or Dogman or whatever it's called. Fuck, not Dogman. It's some other game like this. But yeah.
So they review, like, I bet fans will review bomb.
Oh, they already have.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, dude, drug dealer simulator.
It's like more real, no?
Yeah, it actually looks like a actual.
Like scheduling your fucking bro, fucking you're just.
I think that's the difference. It's because Schedule 1 is more cartoony.
Probably.
You know.
Yeah. And you can blow your people. You can blow the.
Yeah, I think it's that one's more like. Like hee hee ha ha when the other one's like seriously I've been through this shit type deal, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's what it feels like. American Truck Simulator's only $4 right now. Hell yeah.
I already have the game.
For what?
So I can learn.
It's online too.
But yeah.
We should get the game, get drunk and just
spin out.
Spin out, yeah.
Schedule 1 is on the tippy top. It's above Counter-Strike on Steam.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Drug?
It's just stuff. But I feel like we haven't progressed enough in the game. Because we've been fucking around too much.
Yeah. But it's fun, though. Where are the reviews?
Bro, this guy Ricky in the Schedule 1 has a worker. Where once you package something, he just puts it on the fucking shelf for you. But every time I want to put it in my inventory, he just fucking takes it and puts it on the shelf. I'm like, bro, fucking Randall, fuck him.
Randall,
that's his name. Fucking Randall.
He's not very good.
There was one night in the game where I was just fucking killing all the cops. I was like, Ricky, make the sales. I got the whole cops on me. I'm just fucking baseball batting.
Drug Dealer Simulator says it has a negative 17% as of its recent 1,600 plus reviews.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. I've been playing COD again.
That reminds me, I gotta do my challenges today.
It's been fun.
I'm about to go to Prestige.
It's because I think...
Seven?
I forgot what I think.
Eight? Seven or eight.
We're playing Marvel, and then I think I jokingly said, "Bro, I was like, bro, I'd rather play fucking Warzone."
I played Verdansk for the first time the other day.
Yeah, and that's how the.
You've never played Verdansk?
Yeah, I did, but like first time since they brought it back.
Yeah, they brought it back, and then fucking it was me, Diaz, and Santos, and I was like, "Why am I kind of excited to play Verdansk?" And then we just fucking.
They changed so much about it, dude.
We just got shit on.
They got rid of zip lines, like some of the zip lines on some of the buildings. They got rid of some of the buy stations. Yeah.
And then the fucking sniper's broken.
They have the Minecraft meal with Big Macs.
It's the Minecraft meal is an adult meal.
Oh.
There's a kid's meal with different toys of Minecraft.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you want that, you have to get the adult meal, which is $12.
It's a Big Mac or a 10-piece?
$12 for a Big Mac? That's cheap.
Yeah.
They're usually like you get, 14, 15.
Dude, I remember I ordered and I got it and, dude, I was in line and then the lady was like, here's your food. And me reaching out for a little fucking little yellow box. Like, I was like, Jesus. I was like, I just realized how much I look like a like a dumbass.
I remember I got mom like, I'm 23, bro.
Who cares, bro? You got the coolest one.
That is true.
I want the fucking zombie one.
Dia told me that the fry helmet's the best one. I'm like, I heard that shit's ass.
I don't know. I guess it's rare.
Huh. I like my potion.
I don't know what you unlock from it, though. I know that one's a skin. That one, you're basically that.
I haven't claimed it.
You should.
It's in Bedrock only.
But oh,
you're basically that. Yeah, because this is like, Bedrock is like the Microsoft's kind of deal.
The card is sick, though.
Yeah. I just have mine in this box.
I almost forgot the fucking that was in it.
That's sick.
I'm gonna save mine and sell it for a huge profit in like
10 years.
Like 2100.
Mm-hmm. Don't be alive.
Says who?
Actually, maybe.
Yeah, I put my head in a fucking
cryo pod.
Yeah, there you go. The chamber.
You're gonna do the Ashton Hall morning routine.
I seen it. Stupid. I seen it.
4 minutes for a dive.
Oh yeah. I actually saw one where like it froze and it just like you wait until he like the very end of the video and he goes in.
I've seen the one where he's like comparing his life from 2018 to now. And it's him in the fucking motel room playing video games. And he just throws his controller at his TV. Breaks. See, what the hell? Elder Scrolls.
I saw someone was saying that he was 5'5", and then like he wasn't 5'5".
That shit's.
Is he shorter?
No, he's taller.
Oh.
But someone was saying like, oh, he's 5'5".
If I got you guys Elder Scrolls Online, would you play with me?
No.
Oh.
I told you I don't like medieval shit.
It's not medieval. It's.
If they have swords, helmets with a horn on it. A wolf fur on them. I'm not gonna play it.
Then why do you play Minecraft?
Yeah,
that's different.
No, it's medieval as fuck. There's zombies.
Not when I grind on it.
There.
Wait, what? Oh, pause. What? Pause.
There's zombies. There's skeletons.
They're zombies.
There's zombies.
No, that's not medieval though.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it is.
No, I mean medieval like this shit. Stupid fucking HUD.
Oh, well, why don't you like it?
The HUD fucking pisses me off. Look at it.
You don't like
that kind of look is just stupid. I've done too much.
That's kind of like my favorite though.
That shit pisses me off too. Look, when they press start and you just see your character. It's kind of like Conan Exiles. I hated that game.
Conan Exiles was pretty fun.
My friend bought it for me and I was like, fuck this game.
I got it when it was free on PlayStation. But
maybe I did get it when it was free. I
don't know. It was also it was a weird kind of game though. It was like a wannabe Rust, but it wasn't.
It was basically Rust, but yeah. I remember we like had a camp in like the mountains in the snow biome, and I got back on, and it was fucking raided. Oh. And I was like, all right.
Hell yeah.
And we were hidden. We were pretty well.
Hell yeah. Well, you guys were hidden too?
Hell yeah.
They found us.
Hell yeah.
Those pricks. Anyways.
Chicken. Why do you love that?
Because it's funny. I'd rather do that than chicken jockey.
I love the TikToks though.
My favorite song is the
Flint and Steel.
It's that was like Flint and Steel, chicken jockey. That one.
Chicken jockey, and they pop the confetti.
Oh, my favorite memes are the ones where like the underpaid fucking theater worker when I say blaze rod and I light my dick on fire.
Ow.
Oh my god.
It's a very hot lava stick.
I'm guessing you guys seen the chicken jockey one, right? The one where they fucking throw all the popcorn and the confetti.
Yeah.
You know they brought an actual chicken too?
I saw that one.
Really?
Too.
Yeah.
I didn't see
that. Poor chicken, dude.
Poor chicken. They put it back in the farm, in a random farm. Well, I don't know if it was random or where it came from, but they put it back in a farm. That's all I know. I saw that.
You don't like then, Brian, like the...
Nah, that's your tune. That pisses me off.
Yeah, dude, I'm...
stresses me out. It's just too much.
Diablo and that, so you don't like.
And I don't even look at those games.
You know, how you in the Goblin Merchant, you could gamble like items.
Yeah.
You could gamble capes.
Really?
Oh, now I want to play Nunch.
Sick.
That's actually pretty cool. I always had an issue trying to find capes, so.
Oh, and then there's no market for the first 2 weeks of wipe.
Makes sense.
So like everything that you get is like you
have sketches here.
You have to keep it. Sketches for Coachella.
Yeah, he's here for Coachella. So are some of the FaZe guys.
Did you deliver to him?
No, but I did pass by the where like David Dobrik is like right there. Cause
how
I,
do you know?
Cause what's it called? I his know he's like cause no well cause they've been guests. The brand guests mm-hmm. has brought them out here.
Mm-hmm.
And what's it called?
Really?
Yeah, they bring them out here. Mm. Guess original, and then it was guess.
Yeah, a lot of brands play.
Guess pay for jeans, that. And I was driving when I made my first delivery, and I like left the fucking because also I went into this small gated community to make a delivery, and I looked to my left, and there was I'm not sure what the fuck it was. It was like Top something, Top World or something like that, and there was obviously like influencers there, and I was like, I can go that way, but I had to go this way. And like I ended up with like rich motherfuckers, and you can tell they were fucking like snobby rich people too. And I was like,
I know I saw Jason or FaZe Jason on stage for Coachella
with Dave.
Oh
yeah.
But anyways, yeah, I was driving. I left, and the streets closed off because Highway Patrol was like, you can't come in here unless you have a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a reason, and. I was driving and I see this white wall and I was like, I know that white wall. And I look and I saw they have this statue for guests for the like mascot. And I was like, I saw that on a podcast
on the blog.
I listened to his Instagram and I was like, it's right there. Yeah.
I was into David Dobrik back in.
Well, I'm not into him.
Back when he posted.
I'm not into him. I like the Heath Hussar and Zayn Hijazi because they have a podcast I really like. And so I was like, if anything, I want to meet them other than him. So it's like, yeah. But you can't get in there. But they're literally on the corner of Coachella. Like that corner right there. Like you walk across the street and you're at Coachella.
Damn.
Type of deal. But they still have sprinter buses.
That's dope, though. That is dope.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no. But today I was doing Uber Eats, and I got in, what's it called? I was going to go home, right? And I was like, I should go home. I was like, I should look for a cake. And again, I didn't buy a cake, but I was driving on the freeway, and I got a notification from Uber to like, $33 for Apple, you know? And I was like, that's weird. And so I accepted it, and I went, and I had, like, four, like, different bags. I showed you guys the photo. And one of them had an iPhone in it. Two of them had these, like, like Apple Watch, AirPods, and phone, like, charger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were fucking, you know.
Oh, like the desk?
The trio kind of, like, charger thing.
Yeah.
And then one of them had an Apple Watch. And I said to myself, I was going to say it in the store, but I was like, I shouldn't say it. But I said to myself, I can run away and steal this if I could.
Like, you could. Fuck it. They only paid you $30 for it.
$33, yeah. Because I didn't, because all I had to do was just take it to them.
Like, still, like, would you not expect the Apple store to have more of a charge?
Well, I mean, they didn't charge me for the fucking products. They charged their customers.
Yeah, no, but I get that. But
I'm not paying for that.
But, I mean, yeah, granted, it is more than what other places pay. Other places pay you like $5-$10.
Yeah.
But still, like,
I got pissed off because one time I picked up sushi. The total was $150-something, and all I got paid was fucking $20-something. I was like, I can't complain. You know, there's so much, something. But I also went from Rancho Mirage all the way to, like, North Palm.
Oh, damn.
For that, so I was like, ugh. But it was whatever.
That sucks.
That was, like, a long time ago, though. Not a long time ago. Like
that's pretty far,
a few though. Weeks back. But, yeah.
You want some cancer balls?
Cancer balls.
I'm good right now.
I'm eating nerd clusters, and Jesse told me to give you cancer.
The red 40 gets you.
bro.
Chicken. La-la-la-la-la. Shut up, bro. Am I hood certified now, chat?
Hood certified?
Am I hood certified? Then my dad, I didn't know he was going to put it in my room first, but it was funny because I was at Diaz's when he put it in. When he put in the AC.
Fire.
Huh?
Those shits be fire.
Yeah.
So, and it's right in front of your bed? Easy.
Very true.
You'd be freezing at night.
We put insulation in our garage door. The garage is a lot less hotter. So sometimes I think about how hot it was when it was wet in there when we recorded the podcast.
With the fan. Yeah. I'll be like waiting for it to pass by us.
That fan broke. My nephew fucking ran into my room and like fell on it. And I remember when he fell on it, I was like, because it was like the only thing that was keeping him cool. And yeah.
Damn.
Not gonna
talking about fans, I need to go get myself another fan.
There's really cheap ones that are really, really good at Target.
Yeah.
Like the little circular ones.
Yeah, you could buy your painting while you're there.
That too. The cow.
I'm not buying the cow yet.
I told you when I move out, I'm buying the fucking... That's the first thing I'm putting on my walls.
I'm telling you, it's not going to be there.
Whatever, bro. It's still there, is it not?
Chalk the run.
Probably not. If I go right now and it's not there, because I'm going to go get Pad... Not Pad Thai, but I'm going to go Desert Thai.
If I look up...
Hey, look, I'm gonna look right now because I got the app.
Chalk the run.
Target.
I'll look at it right now because I got the app.
I'm so proud of that moment.
Look, cow. Painting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, these are different though. The one that we oh no, it's there.
Yeah, I know.
$70. You should get this one though. It's got flowers on it. No, that one. Look at that one.
This is the one I'm buying. Oh, that one's cute, actually. I like that one.
It's three of them. Oh, look. This one has a pumpkin on it. It's $45.
Oh. Pumpkin cow.
I put that in the bathroom so you can watch me. Anyways.
Oh, hell no.
It says if I can order it shipped, guys. Cow framed wall art transforms any wall space. Make a stunning yet understated ancient piece.
What is that?
The AC.
Oh, it's my dad's compressor.
Lava.
Oh man, half my window's gone. Oh. But yeah, I hope this is a temporary like little unit there, and then we actually get our AC fixed.
Oh, it's broken again?
Yeah, that's why he got that, and he's gonna get more for my brother and him, and then I don't know if he's gonna get my mom a new one because she has a separate one.
He's like, fuck her.
Yeah, basically. No, I'm fine. But we'll see. We shall see. Oh, hell no.
What are you doing?
Trying to get a picture of the cow.
In my room.
He's going to buy it for you.
Look. Oh.
There it is.
Rotate, cow. Does it want to rotate?
So I kind of opened this and drink out of it.
Easy modification.
We can put it right here.
Go ahead.
Chicken. Sorry.
So the plan, well, because we didn't even talk about it. I was going to buy us a cake.
Yes.
Because on the first season, at the end, I bought us a cake that Jesse said ruined the episode. And so I thought it would be funny, like, I'll buy a cake similar.
Find that cake again.
But it says... Happy 100th episode, or you know, but I'm not chicken out. I didn't buy it because I was like,
because the girls making the cakes didn't know what the fuck they were making.
What that and I just last time we just put our hands in the cake. This yeah. time, we're gonna, yeah, we I'm like, video. We're probably gonna do the same thing as
eat your cake, like you did.
Dude, it's good.
The cake? Song. Oh, the song.
The chicken? You never had it. That's not real.
The chicken looks good when in the movie, though.
It does.
It looks juicy.
And he fucking pulls off the chicken leg. He's
like... Makes me want to burn a chicken.
Makes me want to drop a chicken in lava.
You don't drop the chicken.
You drop the lava on the chicken.
I'm telling you, that makes you like... I made those machines, you know? I got hate for it, but horrible. I made those machines.
Terrible.
Three big machines that did that.
Yeah, at least he's advertising it.
I called it Neb's Chicken. I had a whole restaurant there, too.
He's getting no profit.
Wait, so how would you...
It's a net negative.
How would you drop the chickens into the thing?
No, okay, so the chickens are on a slab, right? Lava's above them. When they grow up, the older ones get cooked. And then under the slab that they're standing on
is the hopper.
Hopper that leads to the chest. Nice. And what's it called? I didn't need money out of it because I was mass producing so much chicken. Mm. I just threw it into the chest in the restaurant, which people were going in there and taking. And it wasn't just chicken. It was like chicken, baked potatoes, bread.
I took the potatoes.
Like it was like KFC, but, you know, Neb's Chicken. And... Back at home, I had a shit ton more, so I was like, I didn't need
it. You should have called it NFC.
NFC? Oh,
Neb's Fried Chicken.
And then the song would just be...
Nebula, chicken.
Get me out.
Whatever, dude.
Whatever, dude. It's back.
What did I text you? I fucking told you that.
I told you to let me suck it from the bag.
What the fuck?
Yeah, this.
I'll just hit a... Random people with random texts like that. Like, I remember I texted Undone. I was like, oh, fuck, what did I tell him? I told him, like, make sure Paris isn't watching when I'm hitting it from the back or something. And he was like, oh, okay. Then we started talking about Discord Nitro.
Disgusting behavior from
this. How is it disgusting? I'm just telling him, making sure she closes her eyes or she's in a different room. Where's this reticle?
I thought she wasn't even there.
She wasn't here for a minute, but she went back home. But no, she's back. I think she's been back for a minute.
Has she?
Yeah.
Oh yes. My.
Like a month.
Yeah.
No, for like a month.
About a month, yeah. About a month now.
His reticle's like non-existent, dude.
It's there, bro. It's a red
dot. Your birthday wasn't even a month ago.
Oh, that was like 3 weeks ago. Want to be technical.
On technical terms.
Where the fuck is this shit?
I still can't see that red dot.
Lock in, twink.
What red dot? On his gun?
Yeah.
Now locked in. Look, it's right there.
Brian, do you see it?
What, the red dot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it.
Bleh. I'll full screen it for you.
Thanks.
Look, it's right there.
That's a different gun.
Yeah, there's no fucking sight on that gun.
I saw it right now.
That was a laser.
The red dot.
Okay, I see it.
I see it. It's right there.
No, it's just it's really low.
Because you're not looking at the center of the screen.
I am. I'm staring at it, and I see the white reticle, but that's what I'm thinking. My brain doesn't see the difference.
My brain doesn't work.
My brain don't work.
My brain only works at 0.5% half the time.
Half the time.
The other half, it doesn't work. So somebody,
oh my,
please.
Oh my.
Somebody, please.
Yesterday, I was fucking chilling. What was I doing? I was watching videos and playing Minecraft, and Ricky messaged me. He's like, I like your old bio. And I was like, I had this bio for months now. What old bio?
Your bio was fucking, or your status was weird.
I'd fuck a foot long if I had boobs.
No, the one before.
That one was, yeah. That was a rough.
At work, for break, not work, trucking stuff, the brakes are called retarders.
And then he goes to the class like, Rick, that's not what they're called.
Rick?
Called rotators. Rotators.
They're called retarders.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, you got the tism.
Casey, now I can see the red dot.
Desert Thai stuffed fried wings. Chicken wings stuffed with ground chicken and vegetables.
Have you guys seen the
No.
The double stack Shut meat up. Glizzies that they're remaking.
The what?
It sounds really weird. But,
what?
Okay, that's what I've seen them called. But they take a hot dog and they split it down the middle, and then they put ground beef inside. And it sounds very interesting.
Wow. Why don't they just get a beef fucking Have you ever hot dog?
Seen, you know you can get a taco burger at Del Taco?
A taco burger?
It's just basically the ground beef instead of the patty. Apparently, that's how they did it originally. That's how, really? Like, when they first opened up the first Taco Bell. Or Del Taco?
I would say Taco Bell.
Del Taco, sorry.
Taco Bell's mad. La, 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 la. Del Taco be so fire.
Del Taco's I love Del mad. Taco. I had some yesterday.
I'm just kidding.
I had a burrito yesterday, but I kind of want another one.
Today. I got the grilled chicken tacos.
Mm. Dude, the soft ones or the hard ones?
Soft.
Oh, I love the soft tacos. Everyone in my family makes fun of me for it. I'm like, why am I going to go to Del Taco and get a hard-ass, crusty-ass shell?
For chicken.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work.
It doesn't. And then they're like, well, if you think about it like that. I'm like, no, you guys just don't like
food. You really think about it.
You guys just don't like food the way actually? I like food. Actually?
Oh, that's Big Nose Luigi, man. What happened to the other guy?
Oh, my. What other guy?
Yami, whatever his name is.
Yami?
He's not watching Dark anymore.
Yami?
There he is.
He's playing with Chip.
Who's that?
Party Chip.
Wait, is the audio going to be on?
Don't get spicy.
Every time a sub goes, he's like, all right, thanks for a sub. Starts clapping. He's like, that wasn't my hands, chat.
I was watching, so I got recommended like... I got recommended these videos on, like, this guy who does, like, sort of documentaries on, like, this pedo on Roblox, right?
I've seen
and
those.
So I like those because they're, like, fucking long and you're like, holy shit, like, this motherfucker is disgusting. But then I got recommended these videos of VR chat, and this guy who just trolls and he, like, explores it. And fucking, he's all like, so are you guys an e-couple? And they were playing, their avatars were, like, matching, like, little... boy and girl like avatars, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the guys, he's like, yeah, we're an e-couple, and he starts clapping. He puts his hands up like this, and you just hear clapping, and he's moving his hips in the game, and he's like, he's like, you like that? It's my balls, and then you just hear. It was fucking hilarious because it was just you just see this fucking his little avatar just fucking doing it, and you clapping. Just hear it. His hands are up in the air too.
Oh, hell
no. I wish I could find it. It was fucking hilarious, dude. But it's funny because it was just him going around like pissing people off in like these like instances because that's what they're called. Mm-hmm. Like the worlds that you join.
Instances,
yeah. An instance, yeah. And there'll be like people cosplaying as like, well, not cosplaying. Like they'll have like communities, quote unquote, and mm-hmm. then you'll join and you'll like you can go and like someone will be a bartender, you can like pretend to get a drink, right? And there's one world where like if you throw a drink, it lags the server. Mm-hmm. So he just kept he's like let me get a drink. He's like, no, you're gonna throw it. No, I'm not, I promise. And he'll just throw it and then they'll turn back around and they'll be like, what happened to that drink I just gave you? What drink? You never give me a drink. It was fucking hilarious.
I've seen this Rocket League guy. He's a potato. Like, legit, that's his fucking avatar, just a potato.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him.
He's just fucking...
Have you seen the Peanut guy?
Peanut, too.
He plays, like, Tarkov or, like, yeah. something like that.
I will not shoot you.
Yeah.
Come around the corner.
That Rocket League guy is funny, though. Hey, man, I really love your content. Thank you. Or thank you for your content, wherever. Man, fuck you. Or some shit like that. He was just being, like, he just went back to being rude to him. What the hell? I like this guy.
I'm going through my previously watched. On April 2nd, I watched your first Minecraft video, Brian.
Jesus Christ. I did those for jokes, by the way.
This is how you get wood.
I did that as a joke.
I know.
I hate those videos, too. My little cousin loved them, though, when he was younger. He thought they were hilarious.
Should do them again. What?
I probably shouldn't. Because new update. Guys, it's been a couple of years since new update.
This is how you make a crafting table.
Don't forget it.
That's how you can build a one by one.
A one by, yeah. That's how you make a green top.
Dude, where the hell are those videos I would watch? Oh, also, there's this guy called Bizly Channel that I watch. And he made, all of his content is Bizly? Like, I'm going to put all the volume down. But it's really funny because they're video essays, but he green screens himself in the actual game that he's talking about.
Oh.
Right. But, like, I don't think he does it in this one. But, like, he'll just, like, he'll be walking in, like, the hallway while he talks about the video.
Like a B-roll of the game and he's just in there. That's funny. Like, when we finish the podcast, I want to show you guys the guy I was telling you, the VR tech. He sounds so monotone, but he's always fucking, like, trolling the hell out of these people. There's actually a famous clip of his where he walked through a girl, and she's like, "Would you please not do that?" And be like, "Why, what happened?" He's like, I have phantom sense, and it I feel it when you go through me." And, like, it's this whole thing,
B-roll, but he's...
Is that him?
And just slowly zooms into him talking in
the lobby. I don't know.
He's in the game.
I don't know.
Wait. Look at this shit. He's chilling with the shotgun. And then it zooms by.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool.
And then he's still there.
I was hearing Bioshock? That's funny.
This guy's pretty cool, though.
I don't know.
Not a lot of people make that shit.
Did you see they brought back Firing Range?
They did.
They did?
Brought back Firing Range.
Ooh. They brought back Studio? Firing Range is Studio, bozo.
No, it's called Firing Range.
But it's the same map. With slightly different things.
No, it's
things.
Not.
I know what you mean, but Studio's a future. Firing Range.
Firing Range is the OG map.
Which is what they brought back.
Nice. They're different maps.
I was about to start smashing the table, but I was like, I probably shouldn't.
They aren't the same. But whatever. Chicken.
I really wish I got you guys the bigger bottle. It's like...
It's okay.
It looks so bitchy.
No, being tiny. It's okay, bro.
Oh, done. You take a sip right now.
Oh, no.
It's only a shot or two. Care. Wait, let me see how much a shot is.
50 milliliters.
How many?
Milliliters. Is a shot. Man, Jesse brought out...
How many milliliters is a shit?
Jesse brought out...
44, it says.
Just about. I thought he was chugging it. I was like, holy shit.
I was like, okay, bro.
Yeah, I know you're not driving, but
damn. Damn. La, 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 la. Dude, do it.
No.
You do it.
I was in there. Dude, because that was my first time being in Total Wine. I was like, what the fuck am I looking at? There was so much, like, stuff. And I was like, should I just... Because I was like, if I couldn't find the bottles, I was either just going to find what you guys liked. But I was like, what do you guys even like? Like alcohol wise, like brand, you know. I'll give Ricky Bacardi because they stole his Bacardi one time at a party.
No, okay, yes, and I don't like Bacardi, but I only bought it because fucking Chio wouldn't shut up about fucking Bacardi. And then he's like, it's because it has Cardi in the name.
I had a fucking feeling. I was like, I bet that's the reason why.
And he took it, and I was like
beer.
I like beer.
All right, but what you guys prefer beer?
More. I recently started drinking IPAs.
I heard.
Just get them a beer, bro. Don't get them an IPA.
IPAs come in six packs, and they're
a tall can. I'll just get you a tall.
And it's double.
A Four Loko. I've been seeing so many fucking trucks. I saw
Four Loko trucks.
I saw. Yeah, I just see a Four Loko truck. No, it was a Sprinter van. Like Four Locos brought people out here. I saw a Postmates like food truck for some reason. I saw The Habit. Earlier this morning, I saw that. Did you see my story on Instagram? There's an armored, for some reason, an armored Red Bull truck.
Did see that.
Probably for Red Bull being like, we're big, we're bad.
We're badass. That's probably why. But I was like, this is not necessary. At the Doubletree? I'm like, when you get at the Doubletree? Not the Aria. I don't know.
Have you been to the Aria?
Shit on.
No.
They have such good food there.
I saw Nobu, though. I was like, oh.
Interesting.
There's Nobu.
I think they have a stand out there too.
I don't know.
My mom's at Coachella.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, all respect to my mom, but my mom acts like she's still in her 20s.
Respect?
I guess. I don't know. Instead of, like, she's just not the best with her financial decisions.
Well, my brother's at Coachella, too. One of my oldest brothers. But that's because he...
You're also the baby.
Well, no, but he got handed the tickets.
Oh. Next year, if the lineup is good, I'm going to go. But it has to be really good. Like, this year was, like, I couldn't... Like, maybe Lady Gaga was cool. Yo Gabba Gabba, yeah. But...
It was a cool lineup, but honestly, if it was any other festival other than hot-ass fucking Coachella, I'd be down.
I would have loved to see Dave. I think Big X Plug was here, too. Yeet was here. No?
You like Yeet, though. I was telling my mom.
There was some Yeet song that I liked.
I was telling my mom because Travi Patty and Yeet are here. And I told her, I was like, because my mom doesn't really listen to music. She only listens to what she likes and that's it. And I told her, I was like, Mom, just a heads up, like, you don't want to be in those crowds. And she was like, what do you mean? Like, of course I want to be in those crowds. Like, they're singers. Like, no, like, you don't understand. Like, Travi Patty, you can get killed in those crowds. And Yeet, I could only expect the same. It's all a bunch of fucking degenerates. So, my mom went for, like, I honestly don't know. My mom's just crazy. She just wants
to. I would have gone crazy for Lady Gaga, though.
Yeah, that's different, though. I look for the applause, the applause, the applause.
She performed Poker Face, too. I was like, holy shit.
Oh, man, I want to say
something. So we put our predictions who's going to perform next year?
Since they're bringing people out, I say Kesha. If Kesha shows, I would go. Kesha? 100%.
I haven't heard Kesha in a long time.
Hot and dangerous.
If you're one of
Bruno Mars. Roll with us. Dude, I'd go see Bruno Mars, 100%. Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, fuck yeah.
He was here. He's here. He's actually my older brother, he's all like... Anderson .Paak,
Sabrina Carpenter.
Comes in. What's it called? Mm. When you go for your appointment, your reservation for a hotel, you check in. There you go. Oh. He's like, oh, Anderson .Paak checks in to our hotel tomorrow, and so he's there at my brother's hotel.
Nice.
Which I was like, that's pretty cool.
Is that a hotel though?
It's like he's at a hotel. Yeah.
Surprised he didn't rent out a house, but that's also not humble of him, but like. I wouldn't expect a celebrity to be at a hotel.
It's a
nicer hotel.
It's a nice hotel, yeah. But you know, kind of not hidden, but like trees around.
Yeah.
Sort of like a oasis. Not really like a tall hotel. God damn. Like first level hotel kind of thing.
Not Omni, but the other one that's over there. Omni's cool. I like Omni. You guys been to Omni?
No.
I've delivered a couple times and I stayed one night at Omni. It was pretty cool. It's nice. Oh, talking about hotels, the Westin, people are fucking disgusting.
The Westin?
Yeah. I found 3, like, bathing suits by the jacuzzi one day on Friday. Found 3 jacuzzis, not the condom itself, but I found a condom wrapper.
You found 3 jacuzzis?
No, I found 3 bathing suits at the jacuzzi, uh-huh. Female bathing suits at the jacuzzi.
Okay.
Found, like, 2 empty condom wrappers, not the condoms. I didn't find the condoms.
Good.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't. But it's just like, I get it, but at the same time, not even at your own fucking house, you know, like at a hotel where there's chitlins at, that's kind of gross. But
when are you gonna find the time to do it?
Exactly.
Less people around.
Exactly. But that too, our jacuzzi, the one in the main one is enclosed off. So it's like surrounded by like rocks and they're big. Tall, like I can't. If I were to jump, I still can't like grab onto the top of the rocks. It's like super caved off.
I did not know you can get on that wall. That's cool.
Very crazy. People are nasty.
This is crazy.
Like, even thinking about it, like I've thought about it because I got a pool at home, you know. But even then, like thinking about all the fucking dirt and other particles that are in the water. Not saying that my house is dirty, but. Regardless, like the water is not constantly sterile, so why would I want to do shit in the pool when it's not sterile?
I get you.
That's crazy.
Yeah. The Vegas Falcons versus Optic is in Texas, and they're sponsored by Wingstop. They're all sad as fuck.
Well, no, it's crazy because they're literally the worst team in the league. They don't. That's their first win all year.
Really? Against Optic?
Yeah.
Damn.
And then Pred, this guy used to play for Optic, and he got dropped last major.
Mm.
So it was like his revenge game.
Nice.
And their first ever win this season.
3-1?
Damn.
Well, I think on my way home, I'm going to get the McDonald's meal. See what I get.
It's not that expensive. It's worth it, too.
Exactly. Big Mac meal. Big Mac meal.
What's worth it to get at Desert High?
Pad Thai. Chicken Pad Thai.
Thai fried rice. Pad Thai. They got chow mein. Chicken noodle. Spicy noodles. Pad Thai. Is it chicken? It's great. Shrimp. Chicken.
Chicken.
Pork.
Chicken druggie.
We'll do pork. Sounds good. Jesse Jockey.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyways.
Oh, hell no.
You know how Undone in Paris put baby pictures on their profile pictures?
No, I didn't know that.
Zario put his too.
Fucking copy. And the third wheel.
Oh, hell no.
I don't know.
This hand was in four.
Did you want Millie's hand?
Yeah. That shit's funny, dude. Fucking Hambo.
Dude, our little GIF fight, our GIF fight that we had.
Yeah, I won.
No, you didn't. I was literally, I looked up all these fucking different, like, dude, I was literally just going in, and I would look up one of the most random
shit. Bitch, I win.
The Lucio Ricardo.
I win, bro. Shut on, bitch.
Whatever.
Chicken. Lava.
Millie's still playing Last of Us?
Yeah.
Me and Jesse had a GIF fight.
Yeah, I won. Because Ricky didn't respond, so.
What is it?
Me and him had a fight. I would just, like, look up the most random shit to send him. And then I looked up boobs.
Oh.
And that's why that one came up. Because I was looking for, like, an iCarly, like, you're such a boob. Type one, but I didn't.
I have really crazy ones.
I saved it. I have a bunch of Helldivers one. I said I love you, Brian. You didn't say it back.
I know.
Oh, you press.
You know, I'm probably just going to go eat at Pad Thai. At Desert Thai, I mean. Just, like, sit down and eat type of deal.
Mm. Yeah. Chillax for a bit.
You guys want to come?
I'd be down.
No, you want to get the...
I also want to do that. And Natalie has been going into a baby shower.
All right. Never mind. We should wrap up because her family's all here.
Yeah.
It's going to get loud soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Simpin' and Pimpin'. I'm your host, Jesse, with
Brian
and
Rick.
Brian, where can they listen to the podcast?
You guys can listen to all 100 episodes on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, no longer Google Podcasts like the original, but Spotify, wherever fine podcasts are
downloaded. SoundCloud.
I love SoundCloud.
I love SoundCloud too. Instagram, email, go.
Our Instagram is official.smp.podcast.
And the email is, so sorry I didn't have it ready and set to go. SAP business at sappodcast.net.
Some things never change. He doesn't know it.
Things never change. But yeah, I mean, it's a good episode.
Happy 100.
Happy 100. Now I got to put this table outside again because thought there was a cake coming. No, I'm just kidding.
I should have warned you guys.
It's okay.
Roblox sent me a notification.
Next episode. I did it just in case because I was like, I didn't want a cake sitting here or on my bed. So
cake sitting?
That makes sense.
I'd pay money.
So I was just being safe.
What?
You know what cake sitting is?
It's the precursor to cake farting. Oh, fuck off.
See you guys later.